This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The 31st meeting of the Southern Zonal Council, chaired by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, is underway in Kovalam near Chennai. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Joseph Vijay, Karnataka Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar, Kerala Chief Minister Satheeshan, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Telangana's Deputy Chief Minister and Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry are participating in the conference. Discussions will be held on various key issues, including interstate cooperation, economic growth, industrial investments, strengthening partnerships, infrastructure development, water resource sharing, education, healthcare, information technology, disaster management, crime prevention and border disputes. The Union Cabinet has approved 5 projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees, including 4 railway and 1 highway project. Briefing media after the meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Union Cabinet has cleared 4 multi-tracking projects of railway covering 8 districts across 4 states of West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. He said with total estimated cost of 9,450 crore rupees, the projects are scheduled for completion by 2030-31.
5 major decisions have been taken. The first 4 projects are related to the railways, while the 5th is a highway project. The first 4 railway projects include the quadrupling of the Howrah-Chennai main railway route and the quadrupling of the Cuttack-Paradip railway line. The 5th project is the construction of a 4-lane highway from Muzaffarpur via Sitamadi to Sonbarsa. These projects, with a total cost of 13,041 crore rupees, were approved by the cabinet.
Total 13,041 crore rupees ke projects cabinet ne approve kiye.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today met Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong in Singapore. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad were also present during the meeting. In a social media post, the Finance Ministry said, the leaders reviewed the progress in implementing the roadmap for the comprehensive strategic partnership and discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral cooperation in areas including economic cooperation, digitalization, connectivity, skills development and sustainability. Defense Minister of Japan, Shinjiro Koizumi, who is on his maiden visit to India, visited the Western Naval Command in Mumbai yesterday. He held discussions with the Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, and Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command, Vice Admiral Sanjay Vatsyan. Mr. Koizumi was briefed on the roles, responsibilities and operational capabilities of the Indian Navy. He also inspected the Guard of Honour, laid a wreath at Gaurav's Thump and visited the indigenous warship INS Chennai. Later, he will hold bilateral meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The meeting is expected to further strengthen bilateral defence relations, enhance strategic trust and cooperation, promote stability and security in the Indo-Pacific region. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu chaired a review meeting on the preparedness for the upcoming BRICS Summit 2026, scheduled to be held in Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Sandhu said that during the meeting, he stressed the need for seamless multi-agency coordination and time-bound execution across all fronts. India has delivered medicines and medical consumables to the government hospital in Kabul, reaffirming its long-standing health partnership with the people of Afghanistan. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a social media post that the assistance reflects India's continued commitment to supporting the healthcare needs of the friendly people of Afghanistan. The medical supplies are aimed at augmenting healthcare services at the government hospital in Kabul. In the Antica Singapore International Challenge Badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Mohit Jagalan and Lakshita Jagalan has advanced to the quarterfinals after receiving a walkover. The Indian duo was initially scheduled to face Singapore's Guan Yu Tan Tan and Jesse Bachelor. Earlier, the Indian siblings received a bye in the first round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.